You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Tonight is the yahrzeit of the former Rosh Yeshiva Torah V'Das, Harav HaGoyen, Moshe Dube Rifkin. So I'd like to dedicate the learning of Zeichan Nishmosai. The Gemara says in Baba Kamala, that's the highest level of Kovod HaNifter, is when you dedicate learning, the Zichrei. Last week we learned much of Mishneh Gimel, Perek Aleph Mishneh Gimel, that's on page 3, but we didn't finish everything. We left out a lot. So maybe we'll review a little bit more and we'll cover a little bit more. I mentioned last week the din that legabi trumas and maisus, in order to be chayvin trumas and maisus, you have to have havoah shlish. The peres have to grow till it's roi lachila. Before the point of havoah shlish, it's called eitz. It grows from the ground, it's eitz b'yalma. After Avos Shlish, then it's called Pri Roy Lachila. That's by Tvua, by other things, there's a different shear. By fruits, vegetables, each one has a different shear. That's called Oynes HaMaisris. So that's one Shas Chayvasa. Then the other Shas Chayvasa is the Miruach. When you remove the Psoilus from the Yochan, you put it in a pile, and you make it, Rashi learns, you make it a neat pile. Should be neat. Okay. So there's a Mishnah later, we spoke about a little bit in Perek. Here it's in page, I think it's page 21. In this booklet, it's Perek Gimel, Mishneh Dalet, is a continuation of Mishneh Gimel. Mishneh Gimel says that if the Esau belonged to Hegdish at the time of the Gilgal is the Gemar HaLisha, when you complete the Lisha, so shall Hegdish is Potter. The same thing if it belonged to Anochri at the time of Gilgal. The Mishneh says that Agershen is Gayer, it's Mishneh Vov. Page 22 on the next page. Gershon is Gar v'hoysa lo Yisa. Anochri converts and he has at home his wife is making dough. Well, let's say his workers are making an Yisa for him. He owns a restaurant. Let's say he owns a bakery. So is it chai v'chal or not? So if the Yisa was made atchelo nizgayer, if the Lisha was done, the Gilgal, the Gemar HaLisha was done when he was Anochri, so it's Potter. If the Lisha was done, Mishan is Gayer, after he converted, let's say he was Tevel in the Mikveh at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So if they can ascertain that the Lisha was done after he was Tevel in the Mikveh, then he's Chayiv in Hafrosh Eschala. Bim Sofik, and if you don't know exactly what time the Lisha was done, so it's a Sofik Yisr, so you say, Gayer Kumra. However, En Chayav Malachimish, if his Zar will eat it, we'll say, Hamoitz Machavel of Haraya. So he doesn't have to pay Karen Mechonish.
It's called his Issa, even though his wife is making it?
Whoever the owner is, yeah. That's a good question. Whether Kolmash Shikansi Shikana Baila applies to Nochrim or not. Some Rabbi Yosef Engel on Kiddushin quotes that some of the Achronim say that the Klal applies even in an intermarried couple. Even if one is a Yid and one is a Goyet. He still say Kalmashi Kansi Shakana Baila. That's a gross achidus. It's not Baila. So apparently he thinks that it's not Baila, there's no Ishus Yisrael, but Ishus Ben Yonach there is. When a goy marries an Ochris, so there is a din of Ishus Ish on the level of Ben Yonach. So when a Jew marries an Ochris, so the reverse, an Ochri marries Israelis, so there's no Ishus Yisrael, there's no Kiddushin, but apparently those Achronim think that there is Ishus Ben Yonach, and a Chidush on top of Chid, that's Chidush number one. Chiddush number two is that the din of Kol Mashi Kansi Shekhan HaBayim is a din mid the Rabbanah. It's a din mid the Rabbanah. So some Rabbi Yosef Engel and Kiddushin quotes that some Achareinu want to say, even in such a case, you say Kol Mashi Kansi Shekhan HaBayim. There's a Tshuva in the Beis Meir also. Beis Meir was a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva Eiger. So he writes a big Chiddush. He talks about Nochris was married to a Jewish person. There's no Tvisis Kiddushin. And then they told her, you never converted. What are you living with the Jewish person? She ran away. So she ran away, she had an affair with someone else, and then she converted and she came back. So the Beis Meir discusses Adava Pasha, the din of Soita. She's Asura Labaila. What Soita? When Soita? She wasn't married. She wasn't married. She was a Nochris, and she was married to a Jewish person to En Kiddushin Tavsin. So apparently he thinks there's no Tvisis Kiddushin, there's no Ishus Yisrael, but there is an Ishus Bnei Noach, and then he holds it. There's a din of Soita Asur Labaila by an Ishus Bnei Noach. So the one who put out the Tshuvas of the Beis Meir puts in the footnote, he's learning in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, put it out there 40 years ago. So he writes, he asked all the Rashi Yeshiva and the Yeshiva, no one understands what he's talking about. How can it be that there's a din of Soita by Bnei Noach, and there's an Ishus Bnei Noach in that case? I don't know what the case over here. The Mishnah Vav, Perigimel, Mishnah Vav says Gershon is Geyer. If the Isa belongs to a Nochri, so there's no Chiyuv Hafrashas Chalav. If it belongs to Yisrael, there is a Chiyuv. What if he converted in the middle? So it depends. Did he convert before the Gilgal, before the Elisha? So then he was Jewish. It's Chayv Chalav. If he converts after the Elisha, then it's Potter Menachal. Then he quotes Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with the Tanakhama. Even though the Elisha was done when he was still a Nochri, the last line in Perigimel Mishnah Vav, even though the Elisha, the Gilgal, the Gemara Elisha was done when he's a Nachri, the Kidraim HaKol Holech Achar HaKrima B'Tanur. In order to be Chai Mechal, it has to be Lechem. That's how the Chumash reads in Parashu Shlach, V'Oya B'Acholchem Min Lechem Ha'oretz. When is it called Lechem? So the Gemara says that in order to be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Matzah has to be Lechem also. Lechem Oini has to be Lechem. So the Gemara says you need Krima Aspana B'Tanur. The Gemara says when in Psochem, in the second Perek, when you bring a Korban Toidah, so you have to have 40 lachmei toida. So lachmei toida also need krimas panim betanur. You have to have that. A lot of times you eat challah on Shabbos. So a lot of times, sometimes the inside of the challah is a little bit raw, but the top and the bottom have a crust over there. So that's krimas panim betanur. You need that. It should have a crust on top and on bottom, and then it's called lachmei. Even if the middle part is a little bit raw, not fully baked. Rabbi Kiva says, true that the shas chayvah. So we always assume is the gilgal, the gemar halisha. But if the Nochri was Nizgayer after the Gilgal, and the Krimas Pana B'Tanur takes place after he was Tovel in the Mikveh, after he was Nizgayer, HaKoholach Achar HaKrima B'Tanur, since he became a Yid before it got a din of Lechem, before the Krimas Pana B'Tanur, so he is Chayiv and Chalav. Rabbi Kiva disagrees by the Nochri.
What is the Tanakhama's Kiddush? The Mishnah doesn't tell us that every Jewish person is Chayiv and Chalav. What is the Kiddush of the Tanakhama's?
Maybe the Chiddush is a Safek? Good question. What's the Chiddush? Of course, the guy is part and of course, yeah. Well, it's not of course. Why is it such a double poshut? It is a Chiddush. I would have thought the Goyim only have Sheva Mitzvahs bin Enoch. They're not Mechiv to Mimach Vishchalach for themselves. But if I buy from Goyish Bakery, I would have thought that I'm not allowed to eat it until I'm not Vishchalach. So the din is no. Even if I buy.
But then the Mishnah would have discussed that in a separate entity. Meaning the Mishnah would have discussed which those are which.
Yeah, that's where. This is where it says it that Isur Shalah Nochri is Pata Menachal. Even though a Jew is going to eat it, and if it's a Sofik, then they have to be Mafish Chalam Isofik because Sofik is Sura Luchomer, but Sofik Mamanu Lukula. So if a Zar ate that Chalah B'Shoygeg and Chayav Malachomish because Hamotz Machver Olav Haraya, Sofik is Sura Luchomer, Sofik Mamanu Lukula. That's Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah previously. Mishnah Gimel, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, on page 21, speaks about Higdisha Isasa. If the Isa belongs to Hegdish, also not Chai Mechal. What do you mean? Not allowed to eat Shal Hegdish? Means the Gizbar has, somebody donated flour to the Gizbar. So the Gizbar has a whole project. He gets people to bake cakes and cookies and challahs and whatever, and then he's going to auction it off to the highest bidder. When they buy it, they're going to be paid. So once they pay this, it's chulin. Once they're going to be put, it's going to be chulin. So then they're allowed to eat it. So is it chayv and challah or not? So the Mishnah says no. If it belonged to Hegdish, if the cake and the cookie belonged to Hegdish at the time of the Gilgal, even though you're paid later and you're allowed to eat it, you're not chayv and challah. Just like if the Isa belonged to a Nochri at the time of the Gilgal, even though you buy it from the Nochri, even though the Nochri converts and the Israel is eating it later on, it's not chayv and challah. So the Mishnah Gimel says, same is true by Hegdish. If it belonged to Hegdish, at the time of the Gilgal, Higdisha Yisasa Ad Shaloi Gilgalo, if the woman was Magdish the flour, the dough, before she did the Gilgal, Upadasa, and then she was paid it, and then she made the Gilgal, Chayevis. Misha Gilgalo, Padasa, Zosa Chayevis. If she made Elisha, and already became Mechuyi Mechala, then she's Magdish it, and then she buys it back from Hegdish, right to Chayevis. But if Higdisha Ad Shaloi Gilgalo, be Gilgalo HaGizbar, if the woman or the man, Mishnah's talking women on Mafrish Chala, if the woman was Magdish flour, and the Gizbar is mixing the flour with the water, and he has a whole project, he has a whole bunch of people baking chalas and cakes and cookies, and then they auction it off to the highest bidder, when they buy it, then they pay them in a Hegdish, and at the time of the Gilgal, the time of the Lisha, it was Hegdish, So then it's potem and achala. Even though you're allowed to eat it later, you'll pay the potem and achala. Why? So the Mishnah has the last lashon shev shas chay basa ha'isa p'tura. The shas chay basa is the gilgal, is the lishon. So the Rishami points out, isn't there a discrepancy between Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Vav? How come they only quote Rabbi Kiva disagreeing by the Gersh and his Gaya? The last line of Mishnah Vav says, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Hakol halachacha hakrima b'tam. Even though he was an Ochri at the time of the Lisha, but if he's Tovel in the Mikveh, he already had the Mila before. A Ger has to have first Mila, and then Tvila in the Mikveh. So once he has the Tvila in the Mikveh, then he's Jewish. So even if the Gilgal occurred when he was an Ochri, and then the krimas panimitan, or the developing of the crust on top and on the bottom, occurs if he was with guys. So Rabbi Kiva disagrees with the Tanakhama. Kiva says, if he's a Yisrael already, before the krima betanur, before it got to Shem Lechem, then it is chayv and chala. So why doesn't the Mishnah quote Rabbi Kiva disagreeing by Hegdish also? Mishnah says by Hegdish, it all depends on the Gilgal. If Bishas Chayvasa, Hoysa Ptura, if the Isa, the raw dough belonged to Hegdish at the time of the Lisha, the time of the Gilgal, then it's Potam and Hegdish, and they don't quote that Rabbi Akiva disagrees. So Rishani points out, Rabbi Akiva only disagrees by the Nachri. He doesn't disagree by the Hegdish. Manishtana, Rishani doesn't explain why should there be a difference.
So it goes on the Isa.
The word Arisoy Sechem, the Chem, the Chof Mem, in Arisoy Sechem, Rishis Arisoy Sechem, Chalot Rima, Chumal Hashem, Shalochem, Pratla Hegdush and Pratla Nochri. It's Memai both. And then it says, Vahay Bacholchem Elechem Horitz. The Chiv is, if you're going to leave it as raw dough, you're not going to bake it, it's not going to be called Lechem. You won't say Amoitzi Lechem and Horitz. So if it's not Lechem, you're not Chayef. So that's what Rabbi Kiva holds. In addition to the Shas Chayvasai of Gilgal, of the Gemar Halisha, that's Reishis HaYisesech Mechala. Chala means the raw dough, the Gilgal, is also a Shas Chay Vasai of Krim and Betano, of becoming a Lechem. So why does he only disagree by the Nochri? Why doesn't he disagree by the Hegdish? Yishami says there's a difference. Yishami doesn't explain. So there's a Sefer in the Yeshivas, everybody uses the Sefer, Torah Zeroyim, Barabarya Pamaranchik. He learned Barabelva and Soloveitchik. And Rav Soloveitchik, when he gave the Shur Eman Chala, said the same Biur. I think they mentioned that they have four copies of I think these are the last four copies that the OU office has of the Shomer Rav Soloveitchik and Masechas Chala. So apparently this is the brisket term, that there's a difference between the Ptur of Nochri and the Ptur of Hegdish. That Hegdish is a mafkia, Hegdish is a poiter. And Nochri is just a blank. Nochri is not a poiter. Even though they both learned that from the same two letters, Arishis, Arisoy, Seichem, Shalachem, Pratla, Hegdish, Shalachem, Pratla, Akum, but there's a difference. Akum, Anochri is not Mechuyev. And Hegdish is a mafkia, Hegdish is a poiter. So if the Isa belonged to Hegdish at the time of the Gilgal, the time of the Lishon, so that's a poiter. So even though later on, Krimas Pan Betana should be a Mechai, but it's already a poiter, so it's Pata, finished. Mashenik and Akum is not a poiter. So Rabbi Kiva said, Akum is just a blank. So if it belonged to the Nochri at the time of the Gilgal, there's no Chiv, there's no Mechai. But then if it belongs to Yisrael at the time of the Krimas Pan Betana, because he was Mizgayer, the Ger was Tevel on the Mikveh, he became a Yid. So at the time of the Shem Lechem, time of the Krimas Pan Betana, when it becomes Lechem, then he's Jewish already. So then, even though there was no Mechai earlier, so that Mechai will set in now. That's apparently what the Yerushalmi is driving at. How did the Rishonim know that by Hegdish it's a poiter and by Yakum it's a blank? It's a good question. If they both learned that from the same two letters, Reishis Arisoy Seichem, Shalachem. Anochri is a blank. Anochri just doesn't count. Anochri, the Torah only gave the mitzvahs to Yidin. But the Hegdish is being taken care of by the Gizbar. He's in charge of everything. So the Gizbar is a Yid. Hegdish is a Yiddish. It's Dokin. So one might have thought that it should be Mechuyev. So we say no, it's a Mafkiya, it's a Poiter. So by Chiyav Chala, the Tanakhama holds only one Shas Chayvasa. One Shas Chayvasa is the Gilgul, the Mar Halisha. Rabbi Kiva's Mechadish, no. Hakohal Lachach HaKrima B'tanu, the last line of Mishnah Vav, Pergimel Mishnah Vav. There are two Shas Chayvasas. One Shas Chayvasa is the Gilgul, the Gemar Halisha, and the second Shas Chayvasa is when it becomes baked in the Tanur, Krima's Pan B'tanu. And if during the first Shas Chavasa there was a blank, it belonged to Anachri, but the second during the second Shas Chavasa he already wasn't his Gayer, then it'll become Mechuyev in the second Shas Chavasa.
If the coin does not take power, the Shas, the Risha, so
you're going to take it. Yeah. No, but that's not the Shas Chavasa. Shas Chavasa means when is the Chiyev set in? So Rabbi Kiva says the two moments of Chiyev, two Shas Chavasas, either one, you don't need both, either one or the other. See, if it's Hegdish at the time of Gilgul, so there's a Havkor. Hegdish is Mufkas, even though there will be another Shas Chavasa later, after the Balabas will buy it up from Hegdish, it'll be paid there, it won't be Mechayv later. Hegdish is Mavkir. But if it was Akum during the first Shas Chavasa, and then someone bought it from the Nochri, or the Nochri wasn't his Geyer, then the second Shas Chavasa will be Mechayv. So we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. We hold there's only one Shas Chavasa, namely the Gilgul, the Gemara Halish. So that's Mishnah Gimel. That's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Vav, there are one or two Shas Chavasas by Chalad. Then Mishnah Dalet says, Kayotze Bo, there's a similar din that you get to Trumas HaMaisis. There is a din of Shas Chavasa. But whereas the Shas Chavasa by Chalad is the Gilgul, the Gemara Halisha, the Shas Chavasa by Trumas HaMaisis is something else. It has nothing to do with Gilgul. You don't need Gilgul at all. You chayv on potatoes and oranges and grapes and olives. Yechayv Chumas Maisis on things has nothing to do with Chalad. There is no Lishon. So the mission says, Kayotze Bo, Hamagdish Peirois of Achshel Abo, Loinus HaMaisris. Upodon. If it belonged to Hegdish for a while, before the Higir, Loinus HaMaisris. So then it doesn't pardon. Only if it belonged to Hegdish at the time of Higir, Loinus HaMaisris, and the Shas Chayvasa, it was Hegdish, but Shas Chayvasa, then it's pardon. So this mission appears here, in Perigimel, Mishnah Dalet, in Chala. And then the Yerushalmi points out the exact same Mishnah, word for word, appears, maybe they tell you on the daf. The exact same Mishnah appears in Peah. What's the little dal here? It says on the side, Masoris HaShaz Dalet Peah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. Word for word, the exact same Mishnah appears. The Yerushalmi asks, both here and there, both in Peah and Chala, why do you need the same Mishnah word for word twice? Once in a long while, you have the same Mishnah twice, two different Sikhtas. You even have the same Mishnah twice and the same Perek in Masech HaShabbos, Perek HaBlezer de Mila. You have Mol V'Lai Perek Hilalai Mol. So it's a Pella, the Tosis Yontif, and all the Mefarshim ask, why did the Mishnah have it twice in the same Perek? That if the Mol did Mila and he didn't do Priya, he didn't cut off the Or HaPriya, didn't fold the back, so he's not Yotze. That's a Pella. Once in a while you have the exact same Mishnah in two Mesichtas. It's not a Kasha. But the Yerushalmi Yesen is a Kasha. How come the exact same Mishnah appears word for word here in Chala, Peraginal Mishnah Dalit, and there it pay a Perig Dalit Mishnah Ches? So the Yerushalmi answers, one is, the answer is that there are two Shas Chayvasas ben Egeyat to Trumas HaMaisis. That's what we said last week. We were saying over that Yerushalmi. There's one Shas Chayvasa of Habuah Shlish, when it's no longer Eitz B'Alma, when the pears start to grow, it's Eitz. When it grows sufficiently that it's Roy Lachilo, so then it's called Pri. So the first Shas Chavasa is Miruach. It's Higir Loinus HaMaisris. Whatever fruit or vegetable it happens to be, when it has a Chaloshen Pri on it. And the second Shas Chavasa is the Miruach. When you remove all of the psoilus and you put it in a neat pile and you smooth it off on the top, that's called the Miruach. So the Yerushalmi says, the Mishnah repeats it twice, because you should know there are two Shas Chavasas by Hafrashas Trumas HaMaisris. The one is Havua Shlish, and the one is Miruach, and if it's Hegdish either during the first or the second Shas Chavasai, then it'll be a Mafkir, then it won't be a Chiyav Hafrasha. The Mishnah said, we had it in our Mishnah, that's what we were learning last week, that Hefker is Potter from Trumas HaMaisis. So when does it have to be Hefker that is Potter from Trumas HaMaisis? So I would have said, just like Hegdish, if it's Hegdish Bishas Havua Shlish, or Hegdish Bishas Miruach, then it's potter. So one would have thought, if it's hefker, if the pears don't belong to anybody, either bishas avo shlish or bishas miruach, so hefker is potter. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, and daf chav chesem and aleph not so. If it's hefker, any time in between avo shlish and miruach, any time in between. The Gemara in Baba Kama has a brisa, hamafker is karmoi, someone was mafker his vineyard, hishkim, and nobody grabbed it yet, nobody was at man hefker, hishkim baboiker ubitzora. The next morning, he wakes up in the morning, nobody grabbed it yet. It's still up for grabs, it's still half, because he acquires ownership back again, and then he harvests it. So the Braisa says in Baba Kama, he's potter from Trumas HaMaisris, because Hefker doesn't have Hefker potters, even if it was not Hefker Bishas No, was it hefka b'shas miruach? Any time in between is also part of mitrumas amaisis. And nonetheless, the Brisa says chayev b'leket shikropeya. Okay, so that's a question. Why should that be so? Why does the halacha say that if the peiros were hefker, even not b'shas chayvasa? By chiyav chala, we say it has to belong to the. If it belongs to anochi b'shas chayvasa, it's pater. If belongs to hegdish b'shas chayvasa, it's pater. So why is it? And by trumas amaisis, it's also like that. If it's shal akum or shal hegdish b'shas chayvasai, the two shas chayvasas habah shlish and miruach. So how come all of a sudden by hefker it was hefker any time in between the habah shlish and the miruach? So it's not chayv in trumas amaisis. It's a pellet. Rab Chaim in his sefer raises the issue. He doesn't really come to an answer. He raises it and he talks about it a little bit, but it doesn't really answer. So what they usually say in yeshivas, what Rab Soloveitchik said, what's usually said is the Loshon HaMishnah in the beginning of Maseches Maaseres starts off. I think Klal God Lomer b'Maisus Kol Shehu Oichal b'Nishmar Vigdule Min Ha'Oretz Egru in Eretz Yisrael Schaiben Trumas HaMaisus. I don't know why if I would have written Mishnayos, I think I would have written it in Trumas. Why is it in the first Mishnah Maisus? I don't know. There's some Mishnayos. There are a lot of Mishnayos in Trumas that really apply equally to Maisus. A lot of Mishnayos in Maisus that apply equally to Trumas. I don't know why the Tana decided to put some of them in Trumas, some of them in Maisus. I don't know. So this first, the opening in Trumas comes first. First kind of Maseches Trumas, then Maseches Maaseres, then Maaseres Sheni, then Chala. Chala is after Maseches Maaseres Sheni. So this is the opening Mishnah Maseches Maaseres. Klal God Lomru. The Klal is Kol Shehu Oichel V'Nishma V'Gedulim In Ha'Oretz. It grew in Eretz Yisrael. It's Chayv in Trumas and Maaseres. So what does it mean Oichel? It has to be Royal Achilo Sodom. If it's Michael Behemoth, it's not Chayv in Trumas and Maaseres. So you have sometimes vegetables that grow and you use it for dyeing purposes. Not for, or you have wood, mahogany, and you don't eat it, you use it to make furniture. So you have a mahogany, strong wood that grows in Eretz Yisrael. It's not chayv in Trumas HaMaaseres. It has to be oichel Michael Odom. Michael Behem is also not chayv in Trumas HaMaaseres. It has to be oichel. Then it has to be nishmar, guarded. What do you mean guarded? It means to the exclusion of hefke. It's hefke, not chayv. It has to be gedulah menor, it has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. So what kind of a funny lashon is that? We wouldn't have written it like that. Oichel benishmar. He said, Hefker is Pata from Trumas HaMaaseres. Why does it say, Ochel ben Ishma? It's guarded. So you see, the Mishnah presents it that it's a description of the type of food. Just like if you have something mahogany, it's not Ochel, or Michael Behemoth doesn't count as not Ochel. It's what type of Peris Achayv in Trumas HaMaaseres has to be Ochel, Michael Adam. It has to be Nishmar, to the exclusion of Hefker. If it's Hefker, it's not a Ptur Bailin, because it's like I would have said, incorrectly, Zarecha. If it belongs to you, it belongs to a Goy, you're not Chayv. It belongs to a Hegdish, you're not Chayv. And if it's Hefker, it's not Chayv. It has to be Zarecha. It has to belong to a Yid. The Torah is given to the Jewish people, so Zarecha means a Yid. I would have said, if it's Hefker, B'Shas Chayvasoi, it's Potter. Like if it's Hegdish, B'Shas Chayvasoi, it's Potter. If it's Akum, B'Shas Chayvasoi, it's Potter. So the Mishnah doesn't say it like that Hefker is a Ptura Bailus, because it's not Shalachem, called Tuazarecha. Mishnah describes that the type of food. It's like the wrong kind of food. It's like it's not Roy Lachila Sodom, it's like Michael Behenma, Mahogany or something. It has to be Nishmar. So that's what they say in the yeshivas. Rab Chaim points it out, but he doesn't explain why it's a difference. Hegdish and Akum is a Ptur because of the Bailus. So that Ptur Bailus only applies B'Shas Chavasai. And there are two Mishnayos, one Mishnah in Peyah, Perig Dalet Mishnah Ches, and one Mishnah here in Chala, Perig Gimel Mishnah Dalet. So to tell you that there are two Shas Chayvasas by Trumas HaMaaseres. One Shas Chayvasai is Havoah Shlish, when it has the Higia, Linus HaMaisus, it's called Oichel, and the other Shas Chayvasai is the Miruch. But Sheini came by Hefker, if any moment of the time, if it was Hefker before Havoah Shlish, it doesn't count. Hefker after Miruch doesn't count. But it already was Neschayv in Trumas HaMaaseres. But it's Hefker any time in between, so it's the wrong kind of food. It has to be Oichel ben Ishmar. Anybody makes, if they made it Hefker in the middle, it's not called Nishmar. It's not the right type of food. That's why Hefker is different.
Why should it make a difference so if this person does it, the next person does it? If it's the min that's Chayveya, what's the Malo Memori if this particular person is Malkar? If it's Nishmar, means it's a min, which is Nishmar.
The Mishnah says it has to be more than a min that's nishma. It has to be actually nishma. But poil mamish nishma. So if somebody was mafkarit even for an hour, someone's mafkarit in between havoah shalish and miruach, at that time it wasn't the right kind of food. Not the right kind of food. That's not chayv in trumas
and maaseres. Why did they make all the tricks with their kafifas and gagas? They just mafkarit for an hour.
That's not what it takes.
if you're mafka for now, someone can grab it. You run a risk. You can lose your money. No, I don't know. Can't trust even the most trustworthy people, also sometimes not so trustworthy. When it comes to money, it's hard to believe. I don't know. Achnesa Lekim is another klal, right? The Mishnah has all the klal, right? So this is where Rav Chaim Soloveitchik talks about in his Sefer. He says, shouldn't there be such a parallel by Chiyuv Challah as well? The Mishnah says, Mishas Nesinas Hamayim, when the balabosta, or the, whoever is doing the kneading of the, when you mix the flour with the water, that's called Nesinas Hamayim. That's the Tchilas Halishim. Then the Gemara Alisha is when the whole thing is Gilgal, or Timtum, B'Serim, Gilgal, B'Chitim, when you have a whole a whole Isa. So the Mishnah says, if you mafresh chalos the tamach mugam getwitzim, let's say I have a sack of flour, and I plan to mix in water, and to make it into dough, and to make chalos out of it to eat for Shabbos. So I want to be mafresh chalos before I even mix in the water. So the Mishnah says it's not even chal b'diavad. Hamafish chalos hakemach. If you take out a little flour and put it on the side and say this should be challah and everything I'm going to make, it's a dovish lo bali olam. You have to have an isa first. What if you mafish the challah after the sinas amayim before the gilgal? You didn't really do a full lisha yet. Sinas amayim is chilas halisha. You didn't do the gemar halisha yet, and the shatz chagosa is the gilgal, is the gemar halisha. So the Mishnah says if you mafish challah after the sinas amayim, the hafrosh is chal. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, is it only b'diavad or it's even recommended l'chatchila? The Rambam understood from the Talmud Yerushalmi that we recommend l'chatchila, that everyone who's making cakes or cookies or chalas, whatever, bread, should l'chatchila be mafresh chala after nesinas amayim, before the Gilgal. And the Ravid tain is, why should you do that? You're going to lose the mitzvah. The chiyuv to be mafresh challah is only after the shas chavasa. There's only one shas chavasa, the Gilgal. So the Rabbi Tainus, if you mafresh challah after the sinas amayim, but the ever the hafrosh is chal, that it prevents the chiyuv, it prevents tevel from setting in. But that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to be mafresh challah after there already is tevel, after the shas chavasa took place. So the Rabbi holds lachatchila, you shouldn't really be mafresh challah until after Gilgal. Mishnai say but the ever, if you be mafresh challah after Nesinas Amayim, but yeah, but it would be good because the Nesinas Amayim, mixing the water, pouring the water in with the flour, is considered Tchilas Halisha. And the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds there is no such thing as Hafroshas Chala if it's not Tevel. The Rabbi came up with an Einfam. There's such a thing as you can be Mafresh Truma on something that's not Tevel. Take for example, the Rabbi is of the opinion, like Rashi and Tosfos, that Amen Atoiro, he spoke the first week when we were talking. The Rabbi is of the opinion. Chumash talks about Reishis Degoncha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. Reishis means the Truma. So the Chumash talks about Reishis Degoncha Tiroshcha V'Yitzarecha. Dogon is the Chameshis Mini Dogon. Tiroshcha is wine. And Yitzarecha is Shem and Zayis. So Rashi and Tosfos and the Rabbi are of the opinion, that's how we paskin, that the Chi of Truma Samaisis Manatar is only on Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzar. And Afrosh is Truma Samaisis and potatoes and oranges and apples and pears and kidneys and melons and everything else, all of that is only midirabban. And nonetheless, the Ravid writes in one place, if you're mafrish, chumas and maisris on anything other than tong tirish witzah, the hafrosh is chal min ha-toyra. You're not mukhiyiv to be mafrish, therefore there's no isa devil. But if you're mafrish, the hafrosh is chal. Rashi and Tosfos hold the favorish nuts on the beginning of Kiddushin. Rashi and Tosfos get stuck with HaGemara there. What's the Gemara saying? Dinam for chumas and maisris. On Esrogim. Trumas and Maisris on Esrogim is only Midrabbonon. Well, what's the Gemara making Agansa Drosha? So the Ravid says simply, if you're Mafrish, it'll be Chal Min HaTorah. You're not Mechuyiv to be Mafrish, because it's not Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzar, but if you're Mafrish, it'll be Chal Min HaTorah. And the Ravid goes into a whole dissertation, what will be the status of that Truma, that you weren't obligated to be Mafrish, but if you're Mafrish, it's Chal. Let's say, Azar, who eats Truma B'Mezid, is Chai Misa B'Dei Shamayim. So would there be an Einish Misa B'Dei Shamayim on this voluntary Truma? You weren't obligated to be Mafresh, but if you're Mafresh, it's Chal. And what will be the Din B'Diyevit? If Zar Shachal Truma B'Shoigig has to give Karma Chaimish, does he have to give Chaimish over here? Maybe there's no Din of Chaimish. He goes, he opened up a whole new story over here.
Which passage is he attaching this to?
The Gemara in the beginning of Kiddush, in Daf Gimel, the Gemara has a pasuk there that Rashi and Tosfos work hard on. They work very hard. The Gemara has a pasuk about Hafroshas, Trumas, and Maisus on Esrogim. There is no afroshes trumas ma'isa nesar. So according to the Rambam's opinion, the Rambam holds that tirosh v'yitzer, he mentioned 2 weeks ago, the Ramban holds on chumash, tirosh is wine, grapes is only chayv and trumas ma'isa midrabbanan, only wine. And yitzer means olive oil. Olive is only chayv midrabbanan, olive oil is chayv minatur. And the Rambam holds not. So the Rambam holds no. If olive oil is chayv minatur, so the olives are chayv minatur. If wine is chayv minatur, so the grapes are also chayv minatur. So grapes and olives are chayv minatur, and everything else, all the other fruits are chayv minatur. The Rambam holds no. Why should you distinguish between grapes and olives and all the other fruits? So the Rambam's opinion is that all peres or ilon are chayv in shumas ma'isis minatur. Ma'isa yerek is minatur. That we mentioned, charuvim, boxer grows on a tree, so that should have been a chayv minatur, because the Rambam's opinion that all peres or ilon are chayv minatur, because he can't see a difference between grapes and olives on the one hand and all the other fruits that grow on the tree on the other hand. What are you going to say? Grapes and olives are from the Shivas Aminim. So Tamarim and Zesim and Rimayim is also from the Shivas Aminim. One of the Rishonim came up with that idea. The Shivas Aminim is Chayv and Shumas and Maisa is Manatar. But the Rov Rishonim, nobody holds like that. That's a minority. Shabbat minority holds like that. That Shivas Aminim is a Mishnah plays a role for Bikurim. Shivas Aminim is relevant. Rashi and Chumash quotes the Mishnah Bikurim. Shivas Aminim is relevant. Zay Shem and Udvosh, that part, Eretz, Chita, Zara, Gefen, Atein, Shivas Aminim is a din, because it's not a din of Shumas and Mises. So the Rambam holds, since Tirush V'Yitzu is Menat Torah, so grapes is also Menat Torah, so olives is also Menat Torah, and there's no Svar L'Chalik between grapes and olives, and pears and apples, and other fruits of the tree, so all pears are Yilam, Achai Menat Torah. I think Marzok Beferish, that Boxer is only Midar Abonan. Most of the Rishonim say, yeah, because Boxer is not Dogen Tirush V'Yitzu, all other fruits other than grapes and olives are only with the Rabbanan. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says that it's basically not Michael Odom. It's basically Michael Behem. It's not really Michael Odom. That's why the Gemara says that Maisa Charubin is only the Rabbanan. Right. The Gemara talks about that. Right. So I mentioned Rab Chaim Soloveitchik in his Sefer has the following discussion. There is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. What kind of a din is this? That you could be mafresh challah before Gilgal. The Mishnah says you can be mafresh challah after Nesinus Amayim. So the Ravid holds that the hafrosh is only chal b'diyevet. Like the hafrosh, like he says, to fulfill a mitzvah, we don't recommend people should do that. We would recommend you wait till after Gilgal, when it's going to become tevel, and whoever eats it after Gilgal will be nena shmisa b'dei shamayim. And then when you have tevel and you mafresh chumas amayis, you're in fulfillment of a mitzvah. But you're going to be mafresh chala after nesinas amayim, you'll prevent it from becoming tevel. You'll accomplish a gebaldia thing, but you won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah. The only time there's a mitzvah is when there's a chiv, it already became tevel. And the Rambam understood from Yerushalmi not so. The Rambam understood Yerushalmi is saying that the Chachamim recommend l'chatchili should be mafresh chala after nesinas amayim. So the shaila was, according to the Rambam, that it's perfectly normal to, because Nesina Samayim is called Tchilos Alisha. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos lists off all the 39 Ovis Malachas. So one of the Ovis Malachas is you're not allowed to do Lisha on Shabbos. If you mix flour with water, you mix sand with water, you make a mud pie, anytime you do Lisha, so that's a Malacha Deraisa of Losh. So the Gemara talks about Nesina Samayim. When is one in violation of Lisha? Nesina Samayim, or you need Dafke the Gilgal? It's all Machlek Satanayim, and depends what case are you talking about? So the Gemara in Shabbos talks about Nesinas Amayim, when you mix the flour with the water, even before it developed to become a real dough, that's called Tchilas Alisha. So according to the Rambam, Luchari, you have a period of time, apparently you have two moments of time, the Tchilas Alisha and the Gemara Alisha. Tchilas Alisha and Nesinas Amayim. And the Gemara Alisha is the Gilgal. So why don't we say, just like by Trumas Amayis, if the Paris were hefka any time in between, if the Paris were leka chikra peya, matan sanim, any time in between the havoah shlish and the meruach, so the Mishnah in Perek Aleph that we learned yesterday, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel says, if it's hefka in between havoah shlish and meruach, or it's leka chikra peya in between, so it's pata from chumas and maisa. So why don't we make such a parallel to say the same by chiyav chala? There are two moments of time. The one moment of time is the Tchilas Alisha and the Nesinas Amayim, and then the Gilgal is the Gemara Alisha. So why don't we have someone say, that's Rab Chaim says, no one ever said such a thing. So. Rab Chaim assumes not so because there's no Yerushalmi, there's no Rishonim.
The Gilgal is a period of time. So it's not one moment.
I don't know, I think the Gilgal means the Gemara Alisha. Gemar Halisha, when it's finished. So why doesn't someone say, that's Rab Chaim asked, that from the time of the Nisinas Hamayim till the Gilgal, which can take 2 hours, someone should say, if it's Hefker in between, it should be Potter. So that's what he has a whole essay. Rab Chaim in the Sefer has a whole discussion of that kasha. Why shouldn't it be so? But the din is not so. We assume that there are no two Shas Chayvosas. It's not the same as by Trumas and Maisus. The Mishnayos have in Per Gimel, the Bachal is only one Shas Chayvosa, and by Trumas and Maisus there are two Shas Chayvosas. The first Shas Chayvosa is the Havo Ashlish, and the second Shas Chayvosa is the Miruach.
And in that case, if somebody takes Chalach from an Isha and never bakes it, throws it in the garbage, is no brachal of Atala, nothing.
In which case, that a person did what?
Takes Chalach from a dough and then throws it in the garbage.
Throws the Isha in the garbage. Yeah. At the time that he took the Chalach, it was Chayv and Chalach. If he planned to bake it. If you plan to bake it. So if he plans to bake it at that time, it was Chayv and Chalach. Later on, he throws it in the garbage. Okay, but since he planned, the plan was to bake it, so at that time it was Chayv and Chal. Okay. No, he throws away the Issa. He's Mafish Chala, and then he throws away the Issa. So we don't say it's his loy Muslim Afreya that the Chala wasn't Chala. At the time that he's Mafish it, he was planning to bake the rest of the dough. So that became a Chil Chal. Yeah. The Mishnah is going to talk about changing your mind in the middle, what the din is. So let's see again, Mishnah Gimel.
According to the Rambam, if you are mafresh challah by the finish line, would you still make the
bracha? He doesn't discuss it. It's a good question. It's not really a kiyama mitzvah. It prevents it from becoming tevel.
The mitzvah is only if it's tevel and you are mafresh, right?
He doesn't say that explicitly. That's the way in the yeshivas they lump shot and the rabbi like that. The rabbi says it's not right to be mafresh challah before Gilgal. Because the hafrasha after nesinas amayim prevents it from becoming tevel. The Ravid holds there is such a thing as hafrasha strumas amayis on something which is not tevel. Baharai, the Ravid, we mentioned, the Ravid talks about menatura, if you mafresh on potatoes and tomatoes and oranges and apples, the hafrasha is chaliv, there's no chiv hafrasha at all. So here also, the Ravid holds if you mafresh after nesinas amayim, before the Gilgal, it's not tevel. The Mishnah is going to say, you're not chayim. If a person eats tevel, there's misa b'deisha mayim. If it's tevel, there is. If it's manazeh, chal even eretz itself is only with the rabbanos. Of course, there won't be any misa b'deisha mayim. But with man b'is rishon, when chal was there is. So if anyone would eat tevel, there would be an initial misa b'deisha mayim. So the Mishnah says the tevel is only after Gilgal. Before Gilgal, it's not called tevel. And nonetheless, the hafrosh is chal. So the rabbi seems to hold that hafrosh is to prevent it from becoming tevel. Hafrosh is chal. Maybe there is a bracha because the hafrasha is chal on the chalois. Maybe you don't need a mitzvah to recite the bracha on hafrasha. Okay.
When you say the hafrasha is chal, you mean you have to give it to a kohen?
Yeah, it becomes chal in a Torah, and you have to give it to a kohen. And this, and later on when you do the Gilgal, the hafrasha you did, b'shas and sinas and I will prevent it from becoming tevel later. Right. We're going to have to talk about this more on this Mishnah Gimel. We didn't finish the whole Mishnah last week. So the Mishnah lists off situations where Yechayv and Challah and the Paris are really potter from Trumas HaMaisus. So it says if you have Leket Shikho Peah V'Hefker any time in between the Havo Ashlish and the Meruach, the Leket Shikho Peah was always in between. It's after Havo Ashlish and before Meruach. And the Hefker also, any time it's Hefker in between, so then it's potter from Trumas HaMaisus. But the later on, because that's in between the first and the second Shas Chayvosai, that I say it's not called Echol V'Nishmar. It's not called Nishmar. If you make it Hefker afterwards, that's Lomal V'Lomar. It already became Tevel, you already Mechuyev to be Mafresh Trumas HaMaisus, it doesn't Pata later. Masha'eni came by Chiyav Chala. The Chiyav Chala only has one Shas Chayvosai. Later, when you make the Gilgal. So by the time you make the Gilgal, it's no longer Leket Shikha Peah. That's the Oni already picked it up. He was ready Zecher, the Leket Shikha Peah, the Hefker. It was Hefker before, but if the Shas Chayvosai, by Chala, it's only one Shas Chayvosai, the Gilgal. So Shas Chayvosai, it's not Hefker, but Shas Chayvosai, it's not like a Chikhapay. He took it already. The Oni picked it up already. So then it will be Chayv and Chala, even though it's Potter from Trumas HaMaisus. So then the Mishnah has another case that's unclear. Maaseh Rishon Shenitlo Trumasai. What does it mean, Maaseh Rishon Shenitlo Trumasai? So Pasha Pshat is, when a farmer has a farm and he has tvua, he has dog and tirish, or whatever, the first he has to set aside 2% for truma gedolah. Today, the truma is all going to be tummy. Everybody's tummy. Nobody can eat the truma gedolah. So what do you gain by being mafresh 2% to burn 2%. So you mafresh mashu. You revert back to the ikar din. Achita achas pateres kol akri. This man that there was hefer para, and you'd be, if a person would be a tamei mase, you'd be able to be matire him. So then there's meaningfulness. There's a mashmos in giving 2% to the coin. We'll have something to eat. This man is going to burn it anyway. So what do you gain by giving 2%? So you revert back to achita achas pateres kol akri. Give mashu. So what's the ikar din? You give 2% to the koyin as truma gedoyla. Then afterwards you go in order, you give 10% of everything as maaser rishon. Then you give 10% of everything that's left as maaser sheni and maaser rani, depending what year it happens to be. If it's the first or the second year, is going to be maaser sheni. Third year in the Shemitah cycle is going to be maaser rani. The fourth year and the fifth year is going to be maaser sheni, repeat of the first year and the second year. And the sixth year is a repeat of the third year, is going to be maaser rani. And then Shnas HaShmita, everything is Hefker. So Hefker is not Chayv and Shumas HaMaisis. There's no Hafrash at all. So the Mishnah says, if you have Maisa Rishon, I gave the Maisa Rishon to the Levi. And then Shenitlo Chumasa, the Levi took out Maisa Minha Maisa. Passing in Chumash, when the Levi gets Maisa Rishon, 10% of everything has to be Mafresh, Maisa Minha Maisa, and give it to the Kohen. So when the Levi took out the Maisa Minha Maisa, and he's left with 90% of the maaser rishon that the farmer gave him, and then he takes it and he makes flour out of it, and he bakes challahs, he makes cake or cookies. So he's potter from trumas and maasers on that. What do you mean he's potter from trumas? They already gave the trumas and maasers. How many times do you have to give trumas and maasers? The farmer gave truma gedoyla, he gives the lady maaser rishon, then the lady takes out maaser min maaser, then the farmer's going to give maaser sheni and maaser rani, whatever year it is. So what's up, safani mishnah? Maaser rishon shenitlo trumas. If the lady got maaser rishon, he took out the maaser min maaser, gave it to the kohen. So now he takes that maaser rishon grain and he makes flour out of it and he bakes challahs for Shabbos. So he's chayv and challah, even though it's potter from trumas and maasers. What do you mean potter from trumas and maasers? He gave the trumas and maasers already. So that's what the Rash quotes. Yerushalmi asked that kasha. Pshita. What kind of a lashon is that? What kind of a lashon is it that you're potter from trumas and maasers and you're chayv and challah? Pshita, that you're not potter from trumas and maasers. You already gave the trumas and maasers. The Rishalmi explains that the Mishnah is talking about a special case. See the Rash quotes. Mefarish b'Yerushalmi on this Mishnah, shehigdimo b'shibolim. Higdimo b'shibolim. What is that all about? The din is calls man the Paris on mechuba the karka. You cannot be mafresh trumas and maaser even after havash lish. It's fully ripened Paris, but you have to detach them from the karka. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. If you mafresh trumas and maaser but mechuba while they're still attached to the ground, it's not chalim miriyev. Once you cut it off from the ground, so you already had havash lish and it's detached from the ground, so you're still not chayiv to be mafresh trumas and maaser until you have the miruach. But b'diyevet, if you, that's called higdimo b'shibolim. If you're mafresh before the miruach, shibolim means it has the psalus with the echel all mixed in together. All the let's say the grain grows from the ground. I'm not a farmer, but I imagine you have tall stalks of hay. And then you have the kernels of grain sitting on top, and then you have to detach. You have a disha, and then you have borer, hadosh, and then you have borer. So disha means you detach the kernels of grain from the hay. Then you give the, then you separate it, and then you give the hay to the horses to eat, and the kernels of grain we take and we grind it up and we make flour out of it. So the obligation to be mafish shumas and maisis only sets in after you detached the oichel from the psarlis and you did borer and you did meruach and you piled up all of the kernels of grain in a pile that's called meruach. So that's when the chiyuv hafrashas trumas and maaser sets in. But if you mafresh b'shibolim, let's say if you mafresh b'mechuba while it's still attached to the ground, it's not chal. And even if you detached it, if it never had havo ashlish, if it then wasn't higir lo'im the maaser, also not chal. But if it had havo ashlish, it was sufficiently ripened that it has a shem oichel. It's roi l'achilos odom. And then you detached it, so there's not yet an obligation to be mafresh trumas and maaser. But if you mafresh b'shibolim before you did the miruach, the hafrasha will be chal b'diyevet. So the Mishnayos later that talk about there's a difficult pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that we're not too sure how to translate. Rashi says on Chumash, he's not on the Gemara. Rashi says not too sure how to translate. The pasuk says Malayoscha b'dimacha loisa acher. Very difficult pasuk. The Ibn Ezra writes on that pasuk. The Ibn Ezra every so often quotes from the Karoyim. They quote from the Karoyim, Mataych on the pasuk. Malayoscha means when you get married, you have to have children right away. Malayoscha means when your wife is pregnant, she has a full belly. And Dimacha means the Shichla Zera. Don't postpone having children. You should have it right away. So the Ibn Ezra makes fun of this. He calls him by name. He makes fun of this karoy. He gave his pshat. She can't become pregnant before you have the sheikh vazer. So she should say the reverse. The macha omaliyoscha lo sacha. So he says, ain lanu ala dibri chazal. The pshat and the gemara is the correct pshat. What the apikarei said, what the karoy said is wrong. What did the chazal say? So we know the din they said, mishnah is like that. This is in the beginning of Tmura. They're not sure how they fit it into the pasuk. So the mishnah say there's a din. A haproshas have to be given in order. First you have to be mafrish bikurim. Bikurim, the farmer's mafrish ba'od mechuba lekarka. Then after you detach it and you make the miruach, you have habosh leishin, miruach and ketzira. So then first you have to be mafrish truma gedoyla. After truma gedoyla comes ma'aser rishon. After ma'aser rishon comes ma'aser sheni. And then when you give the ma'aser rishon to the Levi, Levi should be mafrish ma'aser mena ma'aser. So if a person is mishana, the seda ha-ma'aseris, he gets malchus. If a person is mafrish truma gedoyla, he can't be mafrish truma gedoyla, bod mechuba lekarka. Let's say he didn't yet take any bikurim. It was supposed to be mafrish bikurim, but the mechuba lekarka, yorid tochsadeu, the Mishnah describes in bikurim veroya, teina shebikra, gefen shebikra, he sees all the shibis aminim are starting to become ripe, so he ties a string around them and he declares, this is bikurim, mafrish bikurim and mechuba. So if he didn't do that, he already harvested everything, and he's mafrish truma gedoyla first, and then he's mafrish the bikurim. So, but yeah, but everything is chal, but he gets malchus because he violated this law. Loisa acher, he shouldn't be mishan in the seida ha'afroshes. Has it fit into the words? What's meloyoscha? What the macha? That's where Rashi breaks his head. Difficult, but that's what the Tanoim had a tradition. That's what the pasuk goes on. If you mafrish ma'aser sheni before ma'aser rishon, you mafrish ma'aser rishon before truma, you mafrish truma before bikurim, you're right on this law. Meloyoscha with the macha loisa acher. So Rashi writes in different places the law only applies. If you're Mishana, the Seder HaFrosh is after Meruach. If you're Mafrish Bishibolim, you're not over on the Lav. The Lav is only when it already became Tevel, and there's a Chiv to do the HaFrosh. The Chiv to do HaFrosh is only after Havash, Lish, and Ketzira, and Meruach. So then there's a Chiv to be Mafrish. Then if you're Mishana, the Seder, you're over on the Lav. Let's say the fellow will be Mafrish, the Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon, Maaser Rishon before Truma, Bishibolim. Before he separated the Eichel from the Pseldis, he didn't do the Miruach yet. So then the Hafrosh is Sachal, and he's not Oivan the Lav. He's not Oivan the Lav.
Doesn't
Dimacha
mean mixed together?
Mixed up. Dimacha mean mixed up, yeah.
So that means
Tevel. Tevel
is mixed.
Okay. Okay. It could be that that's what Rashi says. But Rashi says he's having a difficult time. Rashi on the Gemara and on the Chumash says it's difficult to understand how the Tanoim translated the simple Pirush Hamilas in the Pasuk. So the Gemara interprets their Mishnayos are a little bit obscure. The Gemara interprets the Mishnayos as saying the following: If someone is Higdimo Bishibolin, if a farmer is Mafrish Ma'aserishon before he was Mafrish Truma Gedoyla, so I would have. If you don't take out Truma Gedoyla, you don't take Ma'aser Rishon, you don't take Ma'aser Sheni, it's going to be Tevel. Let's say I take out 2% Truma Gedoyla. So the Truma Gedoyla is not Tevel. I can give it to the Kohen, he can eat it. The 98%, I give him 2%. The 98% that's left behind, that the farmer has to take care of that. Once I take out 2%, give it to the Kohen, Kohen already can eat it, there's no problem of Tevel. The 98% that's left is Tevel, HaTovel, Ma'aser Rishon, or Ma'aser Sheni. So that's I take out 10%. Taisus has 2 days, how much do you have to take out? Taisus in Gittin around the Aflamin has two opinions. He took out 2% from Truma Gedoyla, so you have left 98%. So you give 10% of what's left, you give 9.8% of everything, 10% of what's left. Or you say, no, since theoretically you could have given Chita Achas, but Teres Kolak, you can give it a Mashu, and it wouldn't diminish anything. The amount is exactly the same. So you have to give a full 10% for Ma'aser Rishon. But Ma'aser Sheni, for sure you don't give 10%. Ma'aser Sheni, you only have to give 10% of what's left after you took out the Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Rishon has to be 10%. The Ma'aser Sheni is only going to be 9%. Ma'aser Sheni is going to be 9%. Tisha Ma'aser Sheni, that's how the Mishnah says. Shnei Lugan Shani Asa Lahafresh Arein Truma. Asar Ma'aser Rishon and Tisha Ma'aser Sheni. He gives 9% for Ma'aser Sheni. So let's say, if the farmer first gave away his mafrish truma, gives it to the kohen, the truma is taken care of, so the kohen can eat the truma. Then his mafrish ma'aser rishon, So the rest of all the stuff is still tevel. He didn't take a ma'aser sheni, didn't take a ma'aser ani yet, depending what year it is. So the rest is tevel. What he gave to the Levi, the 10% that he gave to the Levi, is tevel atovel ma'aser men ma'aser. So the ben Levi has to take out ma'aser men ma'aser. Once he takes out ma'aser men ma'aser, there's no problem. So the Gemara has a din. What if for some reason or another the farmer was mafrish, and the Gemara explains why. If the farmer was mafrish, the ma'aserishim, before he was mafrish, the truma gedoyla. Why should he do such a stupid thing? Why should he want to do that?
He has a friend who's a Levi,
and the Levi wants to get 10% of everything. He doesn't want to get 10% of what's left after taking out the 2%. He doesn't want to get 10% of 98. He wants 10% of 100. So the Levi tells him, do me a favor, be mafrish ma'aserishim. So he does him a favor, he's mafish ma'aserishim. But the ma'aserishim is tevel, not only it's tevel atovel a ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, it's tevel atovel a truma gedoyla. We didn't take out the 2% truma gedoyla yet. So when the ben lady wants to eat it, what does he have to take out? So I would have said, he has to take out ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, and he has to take out truma gedoyla. At least the chitach has to take something out. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The Gemara interprets that this is what the Mishnayos are saying. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that it says the Levi only has to take out Ma'aser and Ma'aser. If Ma'aser Rishon shehigdimo bishibolim, he was mafrish the Ma'aser Rishon. Higdimo means before the Truma Gedoyla. He did shaloi kedin. If he did it bishibolim, he didn't violate an Issa. If he would do that, if he would be mafrish the Ma'aser Rishon before the Truma Gedoyla, after Meruach, he would have been in violation of the Lav. He would have gotten Malkus. He did it bishibolim when everything was all together, the psalas, b'tochal, everything all together. So he wasn't in violation of the law. So in such a situation, ma'aserishin shekdim and bishibolim, all he has to be mafresh is the ma'aser and a ma'aser. There's no need to be mafresh shum gedolim. So that's what the Mishnah is driving at. You have a case, ma'aserishin shenitlo truma sai is potter mena truma. All you have to be mafresh is truma sai, the truma's ma'aser. The ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. You're not mechuyev to be mafrish the truma gedoyla, even though the farmer didn't take any truma gedoyla yet. So far, he just gave the ben Levi 10% ma'aser rishon. Ben Levi only took out 10% of that as ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. So I should say, just like the other 90% is still tevel atovel the truma gedoyla or the ma'aser sheni, I should say the ma'aser rishon is also tevel the truma gedoyla. No one took out truma gedoyla yet. So that's what the Mishnah is telling me. No, that ma'aser rishon is patam mitruma gedoyla.
Both the farmer and the Levi?
The Levi is potter from the right. Farmer has to take out Truma Gedoyla, 2% on the 90% that he has left. But he doesn't have to take out 2% on everything. He already gave to the Levi. The Levi is going to gain over here. It was the Levi shtick. That's what Rashi explains on the Gemara in a few places. The Gemara talks about this. The Levi convinced the farmer to do this shtick. At the Mangaret, the din is that you're not in violation of the law, strictly speaking, if you're not Mishana, the Seder HaMaisris before Meirosa says, do me a favor, give me the Ma'aser Rishon. So he gives him 10% of everything. Instead of giving 10% of 98, he gives him 10% of 100. And then the Kohen is only going to get 2% of 90. He's not going to get 2% of 100.
No,
because we learn out from a Pasuk that you only have to give Ma'aser min ha'ma'aser Amati Allah, v'lo truma gedoyla trumas Ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. You don't have to be mafrish truma gedoyla from the ma'aser rishon. You're not allowed to give more. Gemara says hamarba b'ma'aseris. You always give approximately. You don't have to measure exactly how many bushels. But if now knowingly, I want to be very generous, and the Levi is a poor man, I want to give him, instead of giving him 10%. I know I'm giving him 11%. So the Gemara says hamarba b'ma'aseris. You think you're doing a favor? Ma'aseris mikol kolim. Because Ma'aser is only chal on the 10%, and the 1% extra, he gave him 11%, that's still tevel.
It's not 11%, he's doing the 98%. Instead of giving him the 98%, instead of giving him the 100%,
let's say a normal case. He has 100 units, and he gave 2% from Magdala to the Kohen. And instead of giving the Kohen as a millionaire, he doesn't need my donations. But the Levi is a poor man, so instead of giving the Levi 10% of everything, I give my bonus 15%. So I think I'm doing a teva, I'm doing an avla, because the 5% extra is tevel, because everything is tevel. The 10% that I gave ma'aser is ma'aser, and ma'aser is not chayv, ma'aser is not chayv, and ma'aser sheni. You just have to.
The whole difference is 10% of 2%. 10.2.
10.2% instead of 10%.
It's not 10.2.
That's what he's asking.
Toignish, if he knows that he's giving more than Meiser, the extra amount is not chal. If you give more than Meiser, you don't have to measure exactly the Mishnah you say, you approximate how much. But if I know Bevadai that I'm giving extra, I'm mechavin on purpose to give more than Meiser. So that's the Lashon HaGa, Hamar b'Meiser, Meiser Reiser, Nikol Kolim. Because Tevel and Chulim, more than 10% is not chal. And that part will be Tevel. So that's what the Rash quotes, all the Rishonim quotes, the Rishonim says that on this Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are cases where the stuff is chayev and chala and it's potter from Shumas. What in potter? It's not potter. The farmer gave the Maiser Rishon to the Levi. The Levi gave the Maiser Menah Maiser. Well, it's not potter from Maiser. He was mafresh the Maiser. No, it goes. He was makdim. He gave the Maiser Rishon before the Truma Gdoila. And it's b'shibolim. If he already did Miruch, and then he's in violation of the din, and he gives the Maiser Rishon before the Truma Gdoila, then he does have to be mafresh both. Both Truma Gdoila and Maiser Menah Maiser from the Maiser that he got. But if the farmer was mafresh the Maiser Rishon before the Truma Gdoila b'shibolim, before he made the Miruach, then the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that the Levi, the Ben Levi, is only mechuyav to be mafresh the Maiser Menah Maiser, and he's potter from the Truma Gdoila. So that's what the Mishnah says. It's potter in a Truma in this case. But when the Levi has the leftover stuff, of course it's going to be Chai Mechala. The Shas Chavos will be when he'll do the Gilgul. Tami makes the Gilgul. So it's absolutely Chayiv. That's the interpretation that the Yerushalmi has. Then the Rash quotes a Yerushalmi. The Pashta says that this din, if you mafresh Maiser Rishon before Truma Gedoyla, so you only have to be mafresh Maiser Menah Maiser, you don't have to be mafresh Truma Gedoyla for them. What if you're mafresh Maiser Sheni first? Let's say Bishibolim. I was mafresh Maiser Sheni first. So I should say the Maiser Sheni is, I wasn't mafresh Truma Gedoyla yet. If you weren't mafresh Bikurim, so the Mishnah says Bikurim doesn't make Tevel. Bikurim is a mitzvah that you have to be mafresh Bikurim. If you didn't mafresh Bikurim, has to fatel ta mitzvah, but the Tvua doesn't become Tevel. You just missed your opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah. But if you're not mafresh Truma Gedoyla, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni, Maiser Menah Maiser, then all the stuff is going to be tevel. Whatever you were supposed to be mafresh, you weren't mafresh, going to be tevel. So the Yishalmi says, if you mafresh Maiser Sheni b'shibolim before Maiser Rishon and before Truma Gedoyla, also potter from Truma Gedoyla. Why? Well, there's no pasuk over there. The pasuk is only that the Levi has to give Maiser Menah Maiser. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Maiser Menah Maiser amati lach lo Truma Gedoyla Trumas Maiser Menah Maiser. But if you mafresh Maiser Sheni before Truma Gedoyla or before Maiser Rishon, why should it be potter from anything? What kind of a din is this? Yerushalmi doesn't explain it. So the Rishonim explain why. You know why? Because last week we were discussing, the Rash quoted all of this. Last week we were discussing that there's a machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir where the Maiser Sheni is considered mamon baila mamon gavoyim. So usually, whenever there's a machlokes on there, Rav Yehuda, halachik Rav Yehuda. We usually pass on like Rav Yehuda. The Gemara says, halachik Rav Meir, big zeirosof. When it came to make a gzera derabbanan, Rav Meir was sharper than the others. So whenever there's a machlokes and a gzera derabbanan, we follow Rav Meir. Whenever there's a machlokes and a real din, nishkin gzera, so then we usually do not follow Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, here it's an exception to the rule. We have stam mishnayos all over the place. The din is like Rav Meir. Then Maiser Sheni is mama gavoy. So mama gavoy means I call it hegdish. So if the farmer was mafresh, Maiser Sheni, b'shibolim, he was mafresh Maiser Sheni before Truma Gedoyla, before Maiser Rishon. So Maiser Sheni is hegdish. So hegdish is potter from Truma Gedoyla and from Maiser Rishon. So then the Rishami spells out, yeah, hegdish is potter. If it was hegdish, we just said the two mishnayos. There's a mishnah in Chala Perigimel Mishnah. I forgot already what we were reading. Perigimel Mishnah Dalet. And then the same Mishnah is repeated word for word in Peyet, Perek Dalet Mishnah Bes, that it says that if it's Hegdish B'Shas Chayvosai, then it's Potter from Shumas Amaisis. So why is the same Mishnah repeated twice? So the Rishami says, one goes, and the Rishami says, which is which? One Mishnah goes, there are two Shas Chayvosas by Shumas Amaisis. One Shas Chayvosai is Havuah Shlish, the other Shas Chayvosai is the Miruach. So if it's Hegdish, either B'Shas Havuah Shlish or B'Shas Miruach, then it's Potter from Shumas Amaisis. So if the farmer was Mafrish, Maiser Sheni first, so Maiser Sheni is Hegdish. And he wasn't Paidit until after he does the Meruach. If he was Paidit first, and then he makes the Meruach, so it wasn't Hegdish B'Shas Chayvasai. It wasn't Hegdish It wasn't Maaser Sheni when it was growing on the ground. You can't be mafresh Maaser Sheni b'mechubah l'karka. He was mafresh the Maaser Sheni b'shibolim after he detached it, when it still had all the psolos mixed in with the oichel. So if he's mafresh the Maaser Sheni and then he does miruach while it's still Maaser Sheni, so miruach hegdush is pater. Maaser Sheni means mama gavai. I call it shal hegdush. So if it's hegdush, it's shas miruach, then it's pater. But if he's going to be paid in the Maaser Sheni first, then he's going to make the miruach. Then Yerushalmi says it will be chayav. That's why it's potter. It's not the same din. Maaser Rishon shehekdima b'shibolim. If you mafish Maaser Rishon before Truma Gedoyla, then it's like Zeres HaKosav that you don't have to mafish Truma from the Maaser Rishon. You only have to mafish Maaser Ben HaMaaser. You don't have to mafish Truma. But if you mafish Maaser Sheni first, it has nothing to do, totally, 100% nothing to do with that din of Higdim Maaser Rishon shehekdima b'shibolim. It's a different word than Maaser Sheni is Mama Gavai, so we call it like Hegdish. And Hegdish B'shas Chayvasa is Potter. So if he'll make the Miruch when it's still Maaser Sheni, then it'll be Potter. So that's what we didn't discuss last week. That's all in Mishneh Gimel. A lot of details here. All in Mishneh Gimel. The Yerushalmi interprets that that's what the Mishnah means. Maaser Rishon Shenitlo Trumasai. What's the Chiddush? What is it? It's not Potter Mitrumas and Maaser. You already were Mafresh. Shalmi says, no, you were Higdima Bishibalim and you're Pata from the Truma Gdoila. Yeah, Enachaname. Yeah. Because Maaser Sheni is Hegdish, that's the next line. Maaser Sheni Hegdish and Nivdu. But if it's Loi Nivdu, then it's considered Hegdish. Maaser Sheni is Mama Gavaya, and it'll be Pata from Truma Samaisras. Exactly. That's all the next line in the Mishnah.
Isn't it a bigger Hegdish than Baal is Pata from Truma Gdoila than that the lady is Pata from Truma Samaisras? We're saying that the Baal, the original Baal, does not have to be true with the Chayim if he gave him my solution first.
The farmer has 100 units. So he gives 10 units my solution to the Levi. And then the 90 units that he has left, he's mechayiv to give 2% to the Chayim. He's mechayiv. And the 90 units has to give Truma Gedoyla, and he has to give 10% of what's left for Maaser Sheni. The farmer, the Chayim, the Levi who got the Maaser Rishon, is only obligated to give 1/10 of that, 10% of that as Maaser Min HaMaaser. He doesn't have to give 2% of his Maaser Rishon for Truma Gedoyla. That's the pasuk. But the farmer, on the 90 units that he has left, he has to be mafresh Truma Gedoyla. He has to give 2% of the 90% as Truma Gedoyla, and then 10% of what's left as the Maaser Sheni or the Maaser Rani. Yeah.
But this din of Nidot Trumasa appears all over Shas.
Right, the Gemara interprets many Mishnayos that is talking about this case.
I mean, you already learned that lesson from one Mishnah. Why do you have to keep on repeating?
Each case tells you a little Chiddush. Take, for example, there's a Mishnah in Psochim. This Mishnah in Psochim says, if you made treifa matzah shel tevel, so you're not yotze the mitzvah. You have to have kosher matzah. So the Mishnah says, what if... The Gemara interprets the Mishnah as speaking about such a case. I gave my serishin to the Levi before giving Truma Gedoyla. So the Levi has to only be mafresh Maaser Min HaMaaser. So if he's mafresh the Maaser Min HaMaaser and he didn't give any Truma Gedoyla, so, and he made matzahs from that flour, so he's yotze the mitzvah. So the Rambam says, even though he didn't yet give the Truma Gedoyla, what do you mean? But the din is, he doesn't have to give the Truma Gedoyla. What do you mean he didn't give yet the Truma Gedoyla? So from the Rambam, it sounds, some Rishonim say this explicitly, the Rambam, you see the following. He doesn't have to be mafresh. The Levi who has the 10% doesn't have to be mafresh 2% of the 10% of Truma Gedoyla to take off the Yisat Tevel. And if he will be mafresh, it won't be Chal Adin of Truma. But there is an issue of Gezel HaKayim. The Kayim was entitled originally to get 2% of the 100 units. And now the farmer was a wise guy, or the Levi convinced him to be a wise guy to give him 10%. First, give
him.
But the din is he's supposed to give 2%. That's how the Mishnah says. No, there are two dinim in Truma. One din is Chitachas Bateros Kalakri Mashu takes off the Yisat Tevel. But you're not, and that's the mitzvah of Hafrasha. But you're not in fulfillment, it's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Nesina. There's a mitzvah of Nesina, Satruma Lakain. So this Nesina, the Chachamim recommend, it should be 2%. The same thing by Chala. Let's say by Chala, if you take a Mashu, he'll remove the Yisat Tevel, and you are mekayim the mitzvah on the Sina. But l'chatchila, the proper thing is to give the coin a b'kovah dik on the Sina, 124th and 148th. The Mishnah is going to say later, how much is the correct amount to give? So here, the kohen is really entitled to 2% of everything. So the Levi encouraged the farmer to be mafresh 10% of Maaser Rishon, give it to him. So now the kohen is only going to get 2% of 90 units, not going to get 2% of the original 10% that was given to the Levi. So that's really a cheating the kohen. The kohen was entitled to that. So the Rambam seems to hold like those, like the Meiri, that the kohen, the Levi, who has the Maaser Rishon, and he has to take out Maaser and Maaser, has to make out a check, he has to give to a kohen, he has to give some money to a kohen, the amount of Truma Gedolah that he would have been entitled to. It doesn't make tevel. He only has to take out Maaser and Maaser to remove the Yisr tevel, but he's still cheating the kohen. So that's what the Rambam says, even though the Levi is still cheating the kohen, he didn't give him the 2% of the 10% that he got, but it's not an Yisr tevel, so he's Yaitse the mitzvah of matzah. But the Rambam sounds like he holds like that Meiri, that you are supposed to give some money to the kohen. Because you're being not bottle. That's what the Yerushalmi has it in. Mamayna loy bottle. The Gemara has in the end of Beitza, a mashal. If I have 5 nickels in my hand and you drop a nickel in, and no one remembers which is mine, which is yours, I should say bittel beroyv. You can't identify which nickel is which. I can keep all of 6 nickels. So the Gemara has a klam. Mamayna loy bottle. Things are bottle beroyv. Iser is bottle beheter, and tuma is bottle in taharis. You have something tummy, something tor. So davar tummy is bottle beroyv. But mamayna loy bottle. No, that's not the Rabban. No, it's a real...
Matzah shekel is bottle. Moshe, the cotton gives a matzah shekel.
Yeah.
And when Yishua, so they all ask, you're bringing carbonus from somebody's not mechuyev, so it's not Mammon Hekdish. So I think the Kamenaro says mefulish that this that you say that Mammon is not bottle, everything is bottle, when I tell you. And the Rabbanon, in certain cases, the
Dovah Chashim
is not
bottled,
but
what
people is all
over. I'm not familiar with your Karenoira, but the Pashtus is Maman Labat was a Klam and a Tur. Pashtus is like that. So the Mishnais have a din, let's say Truma fell into Chulin. So Manatar, the Truma is going to be bottled. So even after it's bottled, the Issa Truma is bottled, Azar is allowed to eat it. But you still have to give the coin the Mamayna Lai bottle. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. The Mishnah said, even after Chuma is bottled, the Tzorach Laharim, you have to take out the amount of Chuma that fell in, you have to take out that amount and give it to a coin. You're not going to treft su, you're not going to take out, let's say, a little bit of wine of Chuma fell into a big vat of wine of Chulin. So you have to take out a cup of wine, the amount of Chuma that fell in, take out a cup of wine and give it to the coin. Well, that's the wine that fell in. That's what I took out. No, but the Yerushalmi explains, because Mamayna lay bottle, because the Truma is Mamon Koyin, and the Mamon is not bottle. The Pashtus says that that's a Din in Atar. It is Mamon Shein Lo Toivin, but I know it's Gezel B'Yodi, so I should pick. No, Mamon Shein Lo Toivin means no individual Koyin can come and demand that I have to give him the cup of wine. But I know that one cup of wine is not mine, I have to give it to some Koyin or another. You're right, it is Mamashayn Latoy. No individual coin can have a demand on me, but have to give one cup of wine to some coin. Otherwise, I'm stealing the Mamana coin. I'm not familiar with the Karen Ira. I would assume that it is a Deraisa Dikadin. The Pashto says that it is a Deraisa. Maman, the din of Bittl was only formulated on Isa the Heter and Tuma Vitara. But Maman is not Bottl. Maman is not Bottl. That's the Pashto's like that. Maman is not Bottl.
The Maisa first is giving Trumas Maisa, but in actuality, he's giving more Trumas Maisa than if he would have got in it second hand.
Correct.
So maybe that's so when you total it up, it's a mashal, the difference.
Okay, so he's supposed to give that different mashal. Okay, I mean, it's not going to be a full 2% of the 10%, be less. Because he's giving more ma'isa and ma'isa, you're right.
Doesn't Taisus ask, why don't you go Bosavoy, Makavachoyma by Mismad, you know, go Bosavoy by Mamet, let's make a Kavachoyma by Mismad, by Mismad, you go Bosavoy. So you should go Bosavoy by Mamet.
Yeah, why is Ein Hochma Mamet Acharem? Should be a Kavachoyma from Mismad, right?
So what is Taisus saying?
By Mammon is muksak on the money.
Yeah,
by Nefoshes, no one is muksak. By Mammon is muksak on the money, yeah. That's what Taisa says.
Rabbi, you said there's a place that says So isn't this whole cheshbon, or nitzada, it's going to be 10% anyhow, so then what is the lady marvia?
Right. Rashi interprets like that. Why did the farmer Mishana, what motivated the farmer to be mafresh the Ma'aser Rishon before the Truma Gedolah? So Rashi says, Ben Levi wound them up in order to get more. So Rashi is assuming like that opinion in Tosis, that after you give the 2% to the Kohen, you only have to be mafresh 10% of what's left, so the Levi will only get 9.8.
But of course the farmer wore doing the 10% first.
Cost the farmer more. Kind of calculate. I don't know.
2% of
could be. The lady. I mean, the lady happened to be there. The lady was there. Okay, could be. Rashi says he's trying to pull a fast one. Rashi learns on the Gemara. The lady convinced the farmer to be mafresh my solution first because he wanted to. He was greedy, so he wanted to get a little more. Okay. The next Mishnah is easy. The next Mishnah says, Mishnah Dalet, on page 4, that what do you have cases that you chayv a maisa, you're not chayv a challah? Challah is only in the chameshes mini dogon. If you make bread or cake or cookies out of it, if you're eating apples or oranges or everything else under the sun, other than bread, cake, or cookies, so you're not chayv a challah. But you're chayv a trumas and maisa, that's a double portion, kidneys. Only chameshes mini dogon are chayv a challah, only when you plan to make bread out of it, bread, cake, or cookies. And also the last line of the Mishnah is the last line on page 4 in the Mishnah is you have to have a minimum shear to be chayv mechala. That we're going to discuss later in the Masechta. What is the minimum shear? So the Mishnah says chameshes roin kemach. Okay, we'll have to get to that. The top line on page 5, that's already complicated. We'll have to save for next week. Asufganim ha'adubshanim is Mishnah Hay is going to talk about it. Which type of cakes or cookies are not chayv mechala? Which are chayv chala, which cakes are not chayv chala. So that's for next week, we'll leave that. Okay. In Parshas Chayisara, Chumash describes the way Eliezer goes back to Chutzlar in order to take care of Shirach v'Yitzchok, and when he meets the girl, he meets the girl. He gives her shnei tzvidim al yadeha, asara zov mishkalom. Gives her a nezim zov beka mishkalom. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash, asara zov. He was meramis to her that we're going to get asara sadibris. Shnei tzvidim is meramis, and we're going to get shnei luchas sabris. And there's mizav beka mishkolo because we're going to have a mitzvah of machtas hashekel. So what are all the Yisra Mosim all about? So the Pashto says, the Medrash is saying, he's trying to explain to the girl that Avraham Avinu needs a shidduch, a girl who's prepared to be one of the Yemayas. Someone afrum, an edler girl with proper hashkofas, who's prepared to shape and mold the mind of her children and give a chinuch to her children, that they're going to get a seres adibrois and mitzvahs of machtzah shekel and so on. Is she really prepared to become one of the Yemayas of Klal Yisrael? And then the pasuk continues, and when he finally, Eliezer finally brings Rivka back to Eretz Yisrael, and she meets Yitzchak. So it says that Yitzchak vayivyeh Yitzchak ohel osori imoy. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that he saw that she had all of the qualities of his mother. Vayinochem achari yishto. He saw that it was a ner doylek ner Shabbos ler Shabbos on a kosher al ha'ohel. He saw that she was a big tzaddik, and she taka ruya to become one of the imoyes. Here the parsha is talking about imoyes, becoming one of the imoyes. When we get married today, we're not holding by ovos imoyes. Ein ovos al shloisha, and imoyes are only the arba imoyes. But the Gemara has in Soita, the Gemara has a loshen ish v'ish is chinah shrei b'nei, because the word ish has a yud in it, the word ish has a hey in it, so the yud and the hey spell out shem Hashem. It means when a couple make a krisis bris. Eish is brisecho. In Tanakh, marriage is referred to as a bris. They're good friends. So, Everybody gets married. The Nochem also get married. They get married b'derech hateva. They have children. Everything goes well. Everybody has children. B'derech hateva. They only have two people in the partnership, the husband and the wife. When Jewish people get married, so the Gemara says, Hariyat Mekudesh Asli is Alishna Derabbanan. In Chumash, the biblical verb for getting married, you would say, Hariyat Mekudesh Asli, Hariyat Ishti, Hariyat Nisuasi, Hariyat Negdosi, Tzalosi, but not Mekudesh Asli. Mekudesh Asli is Alishna Derabbanan. It doesn't appear in Tanakh. So Rabbi Yosef Engel and other Achayim write, the Lashon is a Lishna Derabbanan, but the concept is a concept deraisa, that you can be machnes de Shechina into the bris, that the bris is three parties, the husband and the wife with the Shechina. The Pasuk says, V'haftas Hashem al-kach b'chol avavcha. You have to love the Ribbono Shel Olam with all of your heart. So where's the room to love your wife? Where's the room to love your children? So b'chol avavcha, all of your heart. So the answer is, the Baruch Shalom wants us to get married, and he wants us to have children, he wants us to love our spouses, he wants us to love our children. So that's part of the mitzvah, haftas Hashem al-kecha. He told us to get married, and to have a kirbas hadas with the members of the family. But sometimes people get married, and the spouses love each other so much, because the spouse asks me to do something, so I'll violate dini ha-Torah. I'll cheat in business, I'll violate ben adam la-mokam, ben adam la-chareh, whatever. So they're leaving out the Ribbono Shel Olam. So when Yidden get married, we're not talking about obviously Moyes, Avraham Yitzchak Yankov forging and founding the whole basis of the Klal. So talking about a normal Shidduch. When a normal couple gets married, so they have the Shechinah Zimayim. They say Havriyat Mekudesh, it's the Lishna Derabbanan, but the concept is the concept deraisa. They want to include the Ribbono Shel Olam into the Krisis Bris. So some point out, it's interesting, at the end of on Rosh Hashanah, we learn the parsha of the Akedah. So in Rosh Hashanah you have to have five aliyahs, so there aren't enough aliyahs. If you just learn the Akedah, not enough aliyahs. So we learn the last section from after till the end of Vayera also. Vahi achari hadvarim ha'ele, vayugad le'avram le'ma hina yodav milka gam hibonim anocha rachicha. You have more than three psukim, so you make another aliyah. So we usually assume that has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah, but you have to have five aliyahs. You can only make four aliyahs in the Akedah. So you learn that in order to have the fifth aliyah. So someone told me that Rav Soloveitchik suggested maybe it's not so. Maybe the Pasuk is making a contrast. That because Avram Avinu made a bris with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with his wife, he had the Shechina there, so his marriage was L'mayla Min HaTeva. His marriage was L'mayla Min HaTeva. The Chazal say that the Sarah was an Akara and Avram was an Akar, and Yitzchak and Yankov, everybody had problems. Nothing was normal. Nothing was normal. And he didn't have a shidduch till he was 37 years old, and then till he finally had the shidduch, and there was going to be an akedah. He almost lost Yitzchak. He almost didn't survive. Everything was with problems. So by Eden, everything is lemaila min hateva because they have the shechina in the shidduch. One of the shutfim in the shidduch is the shechina. Ish v'ish, the shechina shuei b'neim. So everything is going to be lemaila min hateva. Sometimes it's going to go letav, and sometimes lemutav. Sometimes it's going to go much easier than L'mal Manatav. It's going to fly. Everything going to be with tremendous hatzlach. And sometimes it's going to be with difficulties from the beginning to the end. Like Avraham Avinu didn't have children till he was so old. And Sarah had a baby at the age of 9. Everything was with difficulties. And until he finally got married. Until Yitzchak got married, everything was with difficulties. So we lay in the last parsha, the last section, that Nochor, Achi Abraham, everything was b'derech hateva. There were no problems. He didn't have to wait till he was 100 years old to have any babies. He didn't have any problems with the Akedahs. Everything went easily. Normal people, when they get married, they live b'ofen shel teva. The teva, everything goes normally. And if you're leading a life of l'mayla min hateva, everything is going to be different. Sometimes with difficulties. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misavel to be losim shel tzadikim. The Gemara explains, why did Ribbono Shel Olam cause the Avos to be akarim and the Amos to be akarim? Because he appreciates their tefillahs. And sometimes it's going to be letoivah. Things are going to be much easier. It's going to be totally different from the Yom HaSoyim. So maybe that's the reason why we lay it on Rosh Hashanah, not just to make the fifth aliyah, but to have a contrast between a Yiddish Shidduch, which is L'mayla Min HaTeva, and a Shidduch of Yom HaSoyim, which is Teva. Everything is normal. Okay, next week, B'linah, we have to learn the next Mishnah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.